each spring kind of may blend into each other at different points in time, but where are you in this mid-January freezing cold day in Toronto in terms of thinking about, first of all, Dunedin, and then obviously coming north and playing games?
Well, Dunedin is not too far from my home, so I don't have to think about it too much. I have everyday reminders. I'm in the area all off-season, training and just spending time with the family, so I'm excited, just like any other season, for this spring training to get going. We've made some good moves and can't wait to get back on the field. This is about the time of year where we get that itch and try to get back on the field.
187 home runs in the last 5 years. You're very much on the treadmill right now in terms of you're in the process of season after season. Are you ever able to reflect on the 54 you hit in 2010? So few human beings have done this, and now we know so few have done it cleanly as well. Is that something more like, does it ever hit you sitting in a chair watching a show for a moment and thinking that that season will always stick in the memory of a lot of Blue Jays fans for decades to come?
I realize it, yes, and it's a great feeling knowing that I ended up doing something, you know, that was individually great achievement. Ultimately, I like to have more of those moments as a team success, not only individual success. But I think everybody's working hard towards that, myself included. But that season does stick out in my head as well. So I'm glad that people got to enjoy it just like I did.
Jose Bautista joins us, 805, Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So you go back two off seasons ago, and it was a very busy off season, and excitement was at a high, and the season didn't work out quite like anybody had hoped. Last year, expectations were tempered, and the season was better. Where do you find yourself in terms of anticipation and expectations heading into 2015?
Well, the last three seasons, it's been pretty much the same. You know, we feel like we have the same core group of guys, and we're all very capable and talented. We just have to translate that into team wins. We've taken step forwards in the last, you know, we did take step forwards in the last season, and we hope to continue to do that. But none of us is going to be satisfied just by saying we played a little better than the year before. Everybody's ultimate goal is to get to the playoffs, to play in the World Series on any particular season, and that hasn't changed one bit.
You were sixth in MVP voting. The gentleman who was eighth in MVP voting is now your teammate, and he'll probably hit behind you, potentially, in Josh Donaldson. What was your moment like when you found out about that trade?
You know, kind of bittersweet. We lost a great teammate and a friend in Brett Laurie, but we're getting a great player in return as well. This is where we're taking advantage a little bit of the fact that they can't really support a big payroll, so it was more of a swap because they're both great players, but obviously Josh is going to substantially be making more money. But it's a great move for us, having somebody that's been, you know, an all-star, has played great defense, been on the highlight reels constantly, and has hit 25 plus homers a couple times in his career. That's not going to hurt. So we're looking forward to getting to know him and getting a new teammate. But I certainly feel like it's going to be a great move for the ball club.
You're obviously very invested in giving this city its first postseason appearance in more than two decades. And I think players sometimes, Jose, are a lot like fans. They want activity. They want movement. We see Josh Donaldson come in. We see Russell Martin come in. Is this enough? Has the team done enough, do you think, to push it over the threshold, or do you sit there and wait and want for a little bit more?
Well, it's a little tough question, but I think you'll never know until that season actually happens and you go through it and see if the moves do work out. Not necessarily because you spend a lot of money or you make a lot of moves. Does that translate into wins? We are hoping that it does for us. And like I said, we're just working to get better every single day. And ultimately, the players, we're accountable ourselves for what happens on the field. So we got to show up and we got to play because the team and ownership and management can do whatever they want to kind of put a great team on paper. But we got to show up and play like we're capable.
Jose Bautista, our guest. Free agency for Stars, does it kind of fascinate you? You aren't one right now, and it's way off in the distance. There's the potential to be one in 2 years, or you finish your career for the Jays and everything's going great here. So they're both great scenarios, potentially. When you watch free agents, do you kind of, does the process kind of fascinate you, especially for a star player. You know, the choices they have, the decisions they have to make. It's a huge call, and then all of us idiots and every ball players probably even weigh in and they say, well, why'd that guy go there? Why'd he sign for this many years? What do you think when you watch the process?
It's intriguing, you know. It's something that I think everybody should experience at least once in their life if they get a chance to. I'm not saying I necessarily would do it just to say that I did it. Most guys that end up in free agency have somewhat of a shaky situation in their own particular club, or either the money's not there or something might happen. We'll see what the future entails for me. I'm not really thinking about that personally right now. I'm more concerned about trying to figure out a way to help the team win more games and seeing what happens after that.
Jose Bautista joins us, Brady and Walker. Before we let you go, you are a big-time sports fan. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're a Steelers guy and a Heat guy. Is that right?
That is correct.
That is right. So your take on your Pittsburgh season and the current season with Miami, and you know, how do they match up against the Raptors team? Do you have allegiances as well to this basketball team?
You know, a little bit of disappointment in both. I haven't been paying too much attention to the basketball because I've been traveling too much. But I know that they're not doing great. Hopefully they get to play a little bit better and start getting to the top of the division. Luckily, in basketball, there's a different playoff format and a bunch of teams make it. So hopefully they sneak in and they can make some noise in the playoffs and try to get deep into the playoffs. With the Steelers, same thing. You know, they could have a much better year. At least they made it to the playoffs. They got off to a shaky start and played a lot better. I think the injury to Le'Veon Bell hurt everybody in the offense, and they just couldn't get it going in the last game against the Ravens and ultimately lost. But big hopes for next season. Just like us, they have a great nucleus of players that they can continue to build a solid team around and win a lot of games.
I hope that gave you a taste, too, in the spring, watching that Raptors-Nets series. You guys were here for some of it, on the road for some of it. But you always know what the Leafs are going to be in this town, Jose. You've been here 7 years. You get that. But I hope you got a sniff anyway as to what kind of rabid atmosphere it would be with the Jays playoff run, watching the Raptors make it for the first time in a bunch of years. I think it took us all a bit by surprise, and hopefully there's a few more rounds this year as well.
Yeah, they definitely improved quickly, and they climbed to the top of the division with consistency. So I'm excited to see all the things that those guys are doing as well. I'm not only a Heat fan, but I'm a basketball fan, and I'm a fan of every single professional team that plays in the city of Toronto. So I'm excited to see what those guys do. I got a couple of friends on the team, and I'm excited for their success. So I continue to admire them from the distance and applaud them, except when they play the Heat.